look, our strengths are our weaknesses, right? I mean, you know, if you really sit back and think about all the qualities, if you will, that underlie what I love in Maxine and was drawn to, come from that emotion and sensitivity. The things that she talked about with me come from that analytical, pragmatic ability to be sort of stoic and tough. And those qualities were really evident for us in facing what was, you know, really one of the big life-changing moments in our life when our daughter Alyssa was diagnosed with a brain tumor and cancer. And it was a horrific year to go through, and just for Alyssa, it was something no 8-year-old and no child should have to go through any of this. And I think that if not for the differences, you know, it's interesting, we describe them as differences and they almost sound like we're describing them as our weaknesses or our flaws, but they're really also our strengths. They're what make us complement one another. You know, in going through what we did with Alyssa, I think I needed to be able to be sort of the rock at times and get us through certain things, but Maxine needed to have every bit of that sensitivity and emotion for Alyssa.
You know, when he was up, I seemed to not be doing really well. And when he might be having a really hard day, I was really finding strength. And it just seemed to go that way. And I'm not sure whether it came about because it was necessity for survival or just really was that way and we could read each other. I always thought that we operated well together, but we came together at that period of time and became a team like we had never been a team, because it really required that. And I don't know that everybody can do that, but we really found a way, and I think that we came out of it better and stronger.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, both Maxine and I have said thousands of times, if not more, that if we could do anything to change the course of what Alyssa had to go through, we would. She's a tremendous inspiration. She's a long-term cancer survivor, but she still has to battle with a long list of disabilities and issues and things that haven't been fair to her. So in a heartbeat, we would change that if we could. But what she should also realize and know, and I'm not sure we actually tell her this enough, is in a way, there are many things that came out of that that have been important things for Maxine and I and our family, almost things that you would describe as small blessings that we've had that, again, I would erase in a heartbeat if I could change the circumstance for Alyssa. But given that can't be the case, she should know what a positive impact and influence she's had on us as parents and us as a family. You know, a lot of times families in that situation break apart. We became stronger. And who knows? I mean, you know, again, we have a wonderful life, but, you know, we're going back now almost 15 years ago out of 25 we've been married. Who knows? Had that not happened in our life, you know, Maxine and I always had our things and we always have had things we've battled with. Who knows if our marriage would have succeeded the way it did? Maybe through dealing with Alyssa's circumstance and, you know, having to come together and get through that, it gives you perspective. You've heard the expression, well, it's not brain surgery. Well, we always say, well, it's not brain surgery, and we know what brain surgery really is. Right. We know what real crisis is. We know what real problems and challenges are. And so I think as we've gone through a lot of our challenging times as a couple, just maybe our getting through that and being where we are today, still married, in love, and doing as well as we do, is because when we have our problems as a married couple, we've always put it in a different perspective compared to what Alyssa's had to deal with. You know, I'd want Alyssa to know that through all of the difficulty that she's had to go through, and again, I would take it away if I could, but her circumstance caused us to learn to be a better couple. And as Maxine said, to be better people. There's no question that it was a turning point. I always say it takes a life-changing event to change your life. And what I mean by that is, you know, all of us think about how we'd like to change our lives. But it's a very difficult thing to do. I mean, you know, you can want to, but actually doing it and having it be a sustainable change is a very tough thing. I think you need that life-changing event to do it. Going through what she did health-wise, without question, that changed everything for us. But there's so many positive things that have come as a result of that, you know.
That are huge parts of our life right now.